Vayaka Moshe Zmaladas Pashkol Das Mnei Yisrael Vayomer Alem Ela Hadvorim Asher Tiva Hashem Lasas Osom Vayaka Zot Rashi Lemokharos Yom Kippurim Kishe Yorod Minahar. This parsha, the Tivoy of Shabbos and Melechas HaMishkan, is day after Yom Kippur when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai. Sisei Chachamim and the Kli Yoker asked, how was he able, how did he have time to be makhil the kal and to be mitzvah them on Shabbos and the Nidvas HaMishkan? In Parshas Yisro, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayihimi Mocharos Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot Esa'am Vayamo Da'ama Moshe Min HaBoker Ad HaErev. And Rashi there says, what's Vayimi Macharos? Mota Yom Kippur Hoya. The day after Yom Kippur, Moshe was Shofei Esa'am. Moshe was done the whole Am Min HaBoker Ad HaErev, all day long. So Sifsech Chamim Kayakar asked, how did Moshe Rabbeinu have time to be makhil the Am, to be mitzaveh them on Nidvas HaMishkan and on Shabbos, if he was being gone kol hayom kulo? True, the Ramban there says, the Ramban brings Rashi and Cholek and says that the Mechilta which Rashi brings, that Mimocharos means Motzi Yom Kippur. Really, it's Lav Davka Motzi Yom Kippur. Ramban has a variety of reasons why, and it means a few days after Yom Kippur. The Ramban, there being no stira, but the Rashi, that it was Motzi Yom Kippur, that he was Don Kol Am, how was he able to be Mitzavah them on Nidvas HaMishkan? What? Motzi Yom Kippur means the day afterwards. He says nighttime. Okay. So they answer that Rashi himself in Parshas Yisro, Rashi on the pasuk min haboker ad haerev, says Efshar lomar kein el kol dayan shadon din emes lamiso afilu shor achas mailo lo vakoslo kilosik betorah kol yom ukilu nasa shutuf lakodesh baruch hu maaseh breishis. Even if you're don the shor achas, it's kilu is kol yom kulo, it's kilu meir vad boker kilu nasa shutuf lakodesh baruch hu. So that's the miyashi kilu Rashi l'shitaso, that really he don the shor achas and meilo there was plenty of time in the rest of the day to be makil am on nidvas hamishkan. Rashi, if he brings this Gemara that I feel done, then maybe that's Pashim Shalom Pasuk if Kach on Rashi.
But isn't that Parsha saying then Yisro came because he saw how stressed out Moshe Rabbeinu was and that he couldn't handle it? That was that Parsha, right?
Yeah, that was that part.
But not because of being makil the Am on Nidvas HaMishkan per se, necessarily.
No, but that was because he was gotten the whole day from the era of Adboker, that he was the whole day tarred in this stuff, so if it was just an hour, so then like, that's really
so I don't know what happened, so he gave him Eitzah, and then the Eitzah was to make the setup of Dayanos, and then Shalachas took care of everything. How it worked out?
It worked out that it was.
I'm saying you're saying that Yisro saw him done for an hour, which was like the whole day, but he was done for an hour, and then Yisro came and said, oh, you know what, you shouldn't be so stressed out, do it like this and get other people. And there's only for an hour, so what's the big deal?
1 hour of
fitting. 1 hour. 1 hour is not enough.
It's not like line out the door.
Right, Rashi beforehand. Vayam or the Am. Okay, fine. That's at least information. That's what Rashi brings to here. Maybe you ask the steer and Rashi may obey, but the fee that Rashi is dying. He was down Filosha Achas. I don't know what to do with the two Rashis together. So yes and no. Now, Be'emes, the Lashon of Rashi there, before he said Pshat Dayan Filosha Achas, he says, Efshar Lomar Kein? Could you say such a thing? What was Rashi bothered by? They said, Efshar Lomar Kein. So, the fee this Yishu, the Sisei Chamim says, so it's Rashi was bothered. Efshar Lomar Kein? Could you say that he was down Kol Hayom? We know from Parshas Vayakel, as Rashi brings by us, L'mocharos Yom HaKippurim, that he was Vayakel Kol Ha'am. So Efshar Lomar Kein, Rashi was bothered. How are you able to say that he was done Mamish Be'erev HaBoker? That was Rashi's Kasha. Efshar Lomar Kein, because the Kasha was in Parshas Vayakel. You see, he was busy being mitzvah on Nidvas HaMishkan. Elamai, you have to say Be'erev HaBoker is Lav Davka, it's done Shah Achas. That would, not only is this a Yishuv, but is not only is Yishuv Rashi Shlosu, but that's Rashi's Kasha. Efshar Lomar Kein, could you say this? That's how Sisicham explains there. But Lamais, you look in the Gemara. It's a Gemara that says, if you die on Sha'achas, Kilu Don called Kol Yom Kulo. No, Shabbos Daf Yud, The Gemara is not mashma like this pshat that the Sisei Chachamim in Yisro says that Efshar Lomar came that Rashi was bothered. How can you don't call a yom? You see from Vayakal not that way. The Kasha is different. The Gemara's lashon there is. So the kasha was from Torah. The kasha was, how was he able to don kol yom? Torah matahei aleha. The kasha wasn't from that particular day in time of Motzi Yom Kippur. How was he able to don? He was busy with Nidvas Mishkan and Vayakel. Not like this is a coming. Not much like this is a coming. The kasha of Esher Lomar Kain was, he was busy with Vayakel. The kasha is mashma, how could he do it? He was busy. How can you do it? Limud Torah doesn't allow you to don kol yom kulo.
By the way, you don't have to say he was don only one shot. Whoever's don one shot is malol.
Saying that's a filu shachah, because then the kasha will come back.
Why isn't it
wasn't the whole day. It wasn't enough. You could say that also. We'll see about that in a second. The Chizkuni, in fact, is not only in the Kliyakar. The Chizkuni in Yisro asks this theory. The Chizkuni brings Rashi of Vayakel, Mochra Shem Kippur, that was Vayakel, and he asks, so what's Pshat of Minabokar al Erev? How could he down Kol Yom Kulo? He was busy with Nidvasa Mishkan. The Chizkuni answers a different teretz than the Kliyakar Sisachamim by us. The Chizkuni answers, he was Don Elu Shalom Nis Ask B'Malacha. Vice the choice, the Chizkuni was more bothered. Like, if he's busy, if there are people doing nidvas hamishkan, so how is he able to don them? They were doing nidvas hamishkan. Bal korachah, those that he donned weren't the ones who were being osek in the mishkan. Those were the ones shalom nisaska b'malacha. Avad, I don't understand how he's miyashiv the ikarkasha of how is your time to do both. If he, how is he don elu shalom nisaska b'malacha and also being makel the amin b'mitzav them on nidvas hamishkan. Zos v'chit hema, the Chizkuni is l'shitaso, that he doesn't, also, why didn't he answer like the Kliyakar and Sisachamim? Rashi l'shitaso, that Rashi holds Medbukar Erev is lavdaf v'shol achas, let him answer like the other Mephorshim. So, the v'chit hema, Chizkuni is l'shitaso, the Chizkuni of Medbukar Erev doesn't say like Rashi, doesn't say shol achas. The Chizkuni says, Joshua, what's Medbukar Erev? Min habokar v'lo kolobokar v'lo kolayom. Medbukar Erev, he brings from a Bryce, I think, Lama Beis Midos, it's Sheisho should be Yomus when he was done. First of all, he's asking in Rashi. So, in Shita's Rashi, he could have been Miyashin Rashi Shitaso. Even in his own Shita, like you're saying before, Sheish shows. Maybe in the first Sheish shows, he was Dani Kolayam, and then after that, it was Nidvas Hamishkan. Why does he have to say this terrible? So, he's asking Malacha, which also Lachor won't be Miyashin. How he's able to do both on the same day? Toichin.
I know you're going to say
What was the question?
Why is Shabbos Torah to Masainasis? Why is donning not before Torah? That's not. Okay, the Gabi the Kfelus of the Parshias, something which everyone deals with, of Vayakal Pekune, dealing with the same inyanim that Trumat Tzav we're dealing with, the Mishkan, the Big Kahuna, there's a few mahalchim in what the repetition is, why Vayakal Pekune exists, so to speak. The Ramban, in the beginning of the Parsha, Zelashono, the Omer Lekulam Inyan HaMishkan Asher Netztavet Bo Mitchila.
What's the repetition? What to what?
Everything in Trumat Tzavet is repeated in Vayakal Pekune, it came out every pasuk. Every pasuk is the same. That's one issue that there's a few things that we're about to deal with. First of all, the Ramban's about to deal with why was he makel the am and be mitzavet again right now? What happened? What changed right now? Also, why the same sukkim in Vayakal Pekune as in Trumat Tzavet? Also, what's the repetition of Kasher Tziva Hashem in Pekude, but why is the Kashrut Tziva Hashem after every pasuk? So we have a few before Hashem to deal with these various shilas.
So what are these?
Why repetition of Sukkim, why is this Kashrut Tziva Hashem after every pasuk, and why first the Ramban's going to deal with why Yaakov Moshe is called Asmenei Yisrael, why is he telling this to them again? The Ramban's lashon is, Omer Lukulam Inyan HaMishkan Asher Nitzavah B'Metchila, he told them Inyan HaMishkan which they already were in Nitzavah B'Metchila. That's the Ramban's sheet. The Ramban asks that the Mishkan was a tzivoy from before the eagle. So the Tzav happened before the eagle. Rashi Kisisa learns not that way, that Emuk the Mukha Torah, that the eagle happened before the Mishkan. Kodem Shivur Haluchos Kevan Shenetzrat Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nosem Lo Haluchos Shnios V'karuzi Mo Bris Chadosha Sheyelich Hashem Bekirbom Hinei Chozer L'Kadmusam U'L'Avas K'L'Losam. after the Egel, we needed to go over the Inyanim again of Mishkan, because Kilu there was a Havmina that the Shechina won't be Shorah again, and they're not Zocha to the Mishkan. Kamash Lon Chosel Kadmus on the Avas Kolosam, and the Ban repeats himself in Parshas Sav this Nakuda again. Also, this Nakuda that the Ramban learns that the Parshas are Fi Seder and not in the Muchar, it's the Ramban Lashon Tosla, the Ramban a few times. I believe in Parshas Palosla is the most mudgash that he tries to remind the Indian of Emuk the Muchar Kfi Masha Yochol in the Parshias, and only when it's Muchar Mitoch HaPsukim that he had to say Emuk the Muchar, he does. But if it's possible to make the Psukim go Kfi Seder, he does. So first there was the Tzivoy of Mishkan Mitchila, then as the Eagle is the Havim, they will lose it. Kamash Blon, that there's a Bris Chadosha that they still get the Mishkan afterwards. Rav Chaim Knievsky in Time of the Craw, I'm sorry, before that, on the whole Indian of the Chazaras of the Melech HaMishkan, the Ramban writes that the whole Indian of the repetition of the Psukim is all Derechiba. It's all Derechiba. Lomar ki chofet Hashem b'melachto u'laharbos char la'oskin ba. And he says, he quotes, Yofes yichosan shal avdei ovos, that the whole repetition is because this is Kosh Baruch Hu is chofet b'melachto. That's as far as the repetition of all the Psukim. Rav Chaim Knievsky, in terms of he's bothered by the repetition of the Psukim, he says, you look in every Pasuk, there is some Shinoi. He doesn't tell you what Pshat is in every Shinoi, but he just says, before the Egel, it had to be this way, and after the Egel, something changed, and it had to be that way. And there's Shinoim in the Psukim. Beis Halevi, Ramban doesn't talk about, I mean, they're both bothered by what the differences are, but he just says there's a
no,
but yeah, that feels like that things something changed, right? What? Nothing changed. No. Beis Halevi explains what the Indian, this is really for Kisisa, but he explains what Inyan the Cheta Egel is, and Kafi, how he's Masber Cheta Egel, he explains what the Kashrut Tziva Hashem is in all of Parshas Kukuta. Chet Egel, he says, was, he explains like this, in every mitzvah there are Grace and Yonim, Kavonos, Ramazim, Sodos, Gdolos, making Tikkunim in the Lamos, I don't know, you can ask someone else, and that, like in the Mishkan, he says, by each Kli there are Ramazim, Gdolim, and when you make a Hashlama of all the Mishkan, so there becomes a Tikkun. And then there'll be Zochel Hashrosh Shechina. B'nai Yisrael, at that time, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, they had the Yecholas to be Mechavin Ramazim, and they wanted that the Shechina should come, and they wanted the Mokom Yuchel the Shechina when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come. They had Kavanos Tovos. Not only that, but they also, that which they went to Aaron the Kohen was because Aaron had the... He had the best ideas. He had the Omek ideas. So they asked him for Eitzah. How do we? They went to the source to get these Ramazim. How to make Mokom Shechina. And the mistake was that which you can be going to Kulim Nefloim with doing the mitzvahs in the right way is only Ayidei Kosh Baruch Hu's Gozer that way, but Torah also. It says in the Torah, and you do things the right way, then you can accomplish Grace and Milas. But, and that's what was Lemaisa with the Mishkan, the Basof, that they were Zilcha Shra Shechina Ayidei the Tzivoy. But if you do any Maisa that there's no Tzivoy in the Torah, you just do it Midas Atmo, it doesn't do anything for you. So that was their chait, that even though Mirov Chukosam, they to Kosh Baruch Hu, they wanted to make a Mokum Shechina, Blaise Levi explains that it's only a day at Tzivoy, and here there's no Tzivoy. He doesn't speak this out, but he could explain that, you know, this chait came right after Man Torah. That was the mistake, because Kol Man Torah, you can make Cheshbonos. For the kasha of how Yaakov could marry his shtei achayos, there's a teret dasakenim says in Or HaChaim that kimu mashi kimu v'inichu mashi inichu. They chose what to keep. If they had, Or HaChaim explains it, if there was a specific Indian to make Yud Beis Shvatim come aidei shtei achayos, then before Man Torah you can make such chashmonos. But after Man Torah, that was, he doesn't speak this after, that was their toast, but you can say that was their toast. They didn't realize that tzavka aidei tzivoy. By Man Torah you only could get to that dark aidei tzivoy. And that was their toast. And he says, with this Hezber, the Egel, you can explain that Kasher Tziva Hashem. The Mishkan is Bala Chaparela Egel. The Egel, the mistake was Pirkun is Mayhem, and it says that the Medrash of the Mishkan was Kapara because they were Misnadev Chochmanezim. So the Iker, Lefidus Pshat, the Iker Chet was that they made Maisim through their Chochmah, Shaloi Dei Tzivoy. The Mishkan is Bala Chaper, and that's Kasher Tziva Hashem. Even though they had the Yecholis of making of making the Mishkan a they could have done it like the Eagle. They could have done it with Shalom Derech Tzibur, with their Chochmah. The Tzalo knew had been Mitzarev Osios. They could have done it through that, but no, the Torah is made Kasher Tziva Hashem. They were Zocha to the Mishkan, the Shroshkin to the Mishkan, because they did it because Kasher Tziva Hashem, and they didn't make that to the Mida Kenegi Mida. That was their Tikkun Achid. That was like a Parsa Eagle, that they didn't make the same mistake the first time of doing Shalom Derech Tzibur, Davka, because of the Tzibur. That's why they were Zocha to Hashrosh Hashchina. Not Mitzah Secha. Basic Levi. This is only Basic Levi. The Briskerov asks what's the kfelis of all the sukkim in Vayakam Lekudeh. So he quotes the Gemara in Bechuros, the sukkim of Efshel Tzamtzim or Efshel Tzamtzim. The focus of Efshel, something can be exact or not exact. So Gemara wants to bring a Raya, it's Efshel Tzamtzim, something can be exact. Gemara says Raya from Toshmami, Midas Kelim, Midas Mizbeach, that it says Amma Vachetis and all the measurements in the Torah, and the Kosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavet. So you see that it's possible to Mitzamtzim. So Gemara says Shani Hasam, the Amr Rahmana. Hashem said, "Do and do the best that you can. Really, really, Yevshal Tamtzei, and all the measurements on Torah was do as best as you can." So, we feed the Gemara. You see that it's not ma'akev to do.
No real official amma then.
What?
Was no, real
you do the best you could, get as close as you could for each kelim.
There was no amma measuring stick.
What?
Or to measure everything.
The question is to get to the exact inch. That's the focus of the Gemara. If you can get to the exact inch or not. So, but the minus of the point of the Briskerov is that it wasn't ma'akev to get to every last inch. It wasn't ma'akev. That's the Gemara. Shani Hasam, do the best you can. And Afa Pichin. There's a repetition of Ayakal Bakude to say that they did exactly to the point. They did exactly the measurement. It says every prop b'diuk to say that they did exactly. I don't understand how Teretz works, because if the shot in the psukim that did exactly, but then there should be a raya the Eshel Tzamtzim. If the Torah is made, that they did exactly. So I don't know, but that's what he wants to explain this in terms of the kvelus of the parshios. There's no he holding. The Gemara says there's no raya for Efshel Tzamtzim.
Then how could the Briskerov have been?
I don't know. Okay, it's my heart. Okay, fine. So Eila Hadvarim Hashetiv Hashem Lasos Osam Eila Hadvarim. That's the number for a couple of psukim about Shabbos. So Sheshes Yamin Tehasat Tefsin Malacha Eila Hadvarim. The Gemara in Shabbos that Ayin says is a raya from Eila Hadvarim for 39 malachos. Rashi explains Eila Hadvarim that Dvarim is Loshen Rabim is 2, Hadvarim Hey is another 1 is 3, and Mashi of Eila 36 and 3 is 39 Malachos. The Yushalmi, both in Shabbos and other places, I think Pei as well, has the drasha that Eila is 39. You have to get Eila from 39. Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, 31, Hey is 8, that's 39. Hey is 8. There's a klal, Hey v'ches mischafim begrono. Hey and ches sound similar in the throat. A couple different times, my cutting that base ma'alef. Torah Tvima in Parshas Yisro has a whole reshima of a Hey v'ches mischafim begrono. This is a gavaldic example. Eila hadvarim arrived for 39 malachas. Rabbi Chaim Michel Stern has a sefer called Pinyan Ekedem. He brings this Gemara, Shabbos Daf Ayin. He says if you count the words dvarim, hadvarim throughout the Torah, it comes up 39 times. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara of Eila hadvarim 39, not like Rashi, Luli Rashi, hadvarim 39 times. Ke'ein Zed is Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Pesim of Beis. That says the word malacha, malacha, malachtecha. That comes up 30. That's 39 times. That's the Raya for 39. That's the Raya for 39 malachas. Tosos Yontif. The Mishosha Shas there Mem Pesim of Beis quotes the Tosos Yontif in Perek Zayin of Shabbos. Tosos Yontif Perek Zayin of Shabbos has a richos and brings that his son asked. I counted. Yeah, I think he says the word concordatia. That's even can go through every pasuk. That you count malacha in the Torah. It comes out to be 65 times. What's Pshat Gemara? It says Malacha is 39 times. Tosfos Yontif says if you take away all the times it says Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, you get to the right number. So in that safe, Pinyan Leken, the Chachamim start asking. First of all, it's not Mishnah. You take away the times of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, you count the random Malachas to make the 39 for Shabbos. If anything will happen, that's another kasha there also. So he says a different cheshbon that if you take away all the times it says Gabe Yontif, then Lo Sasa Kol Malacha works out to be exactly 39. Lo savaru ish b'chol moshvo seichem yom haShabbos. Rashi yesh mei rabbeinu omrim havara l'lav yatzas yesh omrim l'chalik yatzas. Why is there a pasuk miyuchad about havara right here? So the focus of Nosson and Rav Yossi yesh omrim l'lav l'chalik. What does it mean l'lav yatzas? What does it mean l'chalik yatzas? L'lav yatzas means that havara is not like the other malachas, that there's a chiyuv chatas and there's and kares. It's only havara is only a lav. L'chalik yotzos means that if not for los devaru, I would have thought that you're not chayev achatas on each malacha bifnei atzma. That's l'chalik, that los devaru is pop by itself to tell you that each malacha is a nechshav malacha bifnei atzma to tell me that you're chayev. Let's talk about l'chalik yotzos for a moment. What would be if not los devaru, which means that I wouldn't have known l'chalik yotzos. Not for the pasuk los devaru, I wouldn't have known l'chalik yotzos. What would be the halacha by Hilchos Shabbos? How would I be chayev achatos? There's a stira in Rashi. Rashi Nivomos and Rashi Emsochem. The Mizrahi has this kasha here. Chazora. Rashi in.
For some people.
For one person. Rashi in. Anyone want to suggest what the Havmina would be if not for Lachalik Yotzos? What would it take to be chayev achatos? Do you have
violating los avarish?
No, if not for los avarish, b'chol masechem yom Shabbos, los avarish tells me that l'chalik yotzos that each malacha b'fnei atzma mechayev means one halama. I forget. I do zorei, I do choresh, I'm chayev too. I do add in havara and mechabem, chayev two more. And without los avarish telling me l'chalik, I would think what? I would think
even for one you'd be chayev, but the chiddush would be that you think it
for not a lot for everyone.
Of them, it would still be one.
What? Yeah, for one I'd be chayev, for four I'd be chayev, you still be only chayev one and not three and four.
But for one you still know that you're chayev.
Right. That's how Rashi says himself. Rashi Vamos says differently. Rashi Vamos says, Ad she echalo, it's cool on. Until you do all 39 b'lama achas, you be chayav. This is the theory of Mizrahi, yes.
Same Shabbos.
What?
Same Shabbos and keep school.
Huh?
Same Shabbos and keep school.
Yeah. And also this theory, there Rashi says, Eino chayav skila, and Rashi himself says, Eino chayav chatos. But Pasha, let's talk about, let's, Marshall, they're asking, says, let's focus on chatos. The habit is that for a chatos, is a stira, kind of there be a stira if you'd be chayav one for being over one, be chayav one for being over five, or no, you'd be chayav one until you do all 39. That's Rashi, Yvamos, that Vavav Bey, is Rashi himself, and that Hebe Bey is a stira in Rashi. Picture him as Rashi. Kasha number two, he asks, on Rashi, Yvamos, that you're not chayav until you do all 39, is from the Mekoshesh we see, that even for doing one malacha you're chayev. The Mekoshesh, Maron Shabbos, he either did a Hotzah, or Tolesh, or Ma'amer, Macholkas there, but for one malacha that he did, he was chayev mitzvah, chayev skila. How could he be, if the Hasidim was before Los Avaru, I would think not until you do all 39. I would think you would be chayev until you do all 39 malachos. I see not that way from the Mekoshesh. Kach Shal HaMizrahi. Now, Misman, I didn't understand that last kasha because l'chora comes parshas Vayakel. I see los avarish b'chol moshe sechem. That tells me l'chalik yotzos. Down each one, I'm chayev individually, and that's why they paskin for the mekoshesh that he did one malacha and he did one malacha and he's chayev. What's Mizrahi asking? Vayakel came first, and then came the parshas of the mekoshesh. So Vayakel tells me l'chalik yotzos that I'm chayev on each one individually. So it makes sense the mekoshesh was chayev. So Zman Achar Kach Natsasi. That Meir Bestud, I believe, explains Mizrahi's kasha is like Tarti Lamali. If from the parsha of the Kosheish itself, I see the Indian of the Chalik that even for one malacha, even for being over one malacha, I'm chayav one. So why do I need los of Aru to teach me l'chalik yotzos? That's only kasha Rashi Nivamos. Rashi Emsacha. So Mekoshesh was chayiv. Even without l'chalik yotzos, I'm over one malach, I'm chayiv one. But maybe if I'm over four or five, I'm also chayiv one. Kamash malong los of Aru, that if I do four or five, I'm chayiv four or five. But in the Havamina, we knew that even for one malach, you're chayiv one. So that's not fair from Mekoshesh. Rashi Emsacha, I'm not chayiv until I do all 39 malachas. From the Mekoshesh, I see already in l'chalik yotzos that for one malach, I'm chayiv. So why wouldn't you pasuk los of Aru? Mizrahi answers this kasha. It doesn't answer this theorem from Rashi Pesachim Yavamos. Mizrahi answers that the Mekoshesh was a Horosh Shah. Gemara Sanhedrin not Pema Beis. Macholkas Tanakam and Behuda. To be Chayiv, when you give Hasra, do you need to give Hasra on the Onesh as well? Do you need to say, you should matter yourself with Misa, do you realize you're going to get Stila? So Rabbi Huda holds that part of Hasra is you have to tell him what Onesh you're going to get as well. So they ask on Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara asked Rabbi Yehuda from the Mekoshesh. It's not that way. And the Mekoshesh, they didn't know what they didn't know what the chiyuv was. They didn't know that there was a chiyuv skila yet. So clearly, there's no hasra, and after pichen they killed him. And for the Gemara, harasha haisa. So Mizrahi takes that and uses that for here as well. Now, in the sugya of l'chalik yotzos, zok the Mizrahi that correct. Really, Rashi Yevamos says right. Without those of Aruz, the Havmina that until I do all 39 malachos, I'm not chayav. So But from the kosher side, Sidur Chayev, even for one malacha, Hora Shah Haisa. There, because of the Shah, we needed to act, not with Nimishur Shadim, we needed to act appropriately and kill him even for one malacha. But Me'ikar Adin, until you do all 39, only that's when you be Chayev, Chayev Achadu, Chayev Skila, Kamash Malach Savaru, Chayev Yatsas, the halacha, on each malacha, Machayev Yifne Av. That's how the Mizrahi answers, but the Stira from Yavamas to Psachim is still Shver.
What's the answer to the question?
Again?
Yeah.
That if by Mikoshesh we say Hora Shah Haisa, that means that they acted specially there. That even though he wasn't Chayev Misa, the Hasra was lacking. That they didn't even give Hasra for Skila. So too here. Really, the halacha without Losavaru, if I don't know the Chalak Yatzas, I'm not Chayev until I do all 39 malachas. I had to kill Mikoshesh, that was different. That was Hora Shah Haisa, they had to act differently for that case.
He doesn't deserve to get a honor. It's okay. So as well, we kill him anyway. So he can't say he wasn't ever Israel. He wasn't ever Israel, but he deserves to die.
Whatever reason they failed to kill him, even though it was lacking Hasra. It's hard to talk about what Harasha
is. He can't kill. If it wasn't over, he didn't do it, he killed someone else in Harasha.
The more the person reacts,
then
the opposite
reacts. I think I heard Harasha. I don't know if I saw it on Sire or someone said that. Jump back. So, the first Kasha is still Shver. Steer and Rashi, Vamos Rashi himself, and before the Savaru, what would we think? Do you have to be over all 39 to be Chayev? Or even on each one, being over one or four or five, you'd be Chayev one. So Pardes Yosef brings Or Chadosh to Msachim. Or Chadosh says the people to be Miyashe. Or Chadosh says Lamaisa, the same way we saw there, Tanakama holds there's no Inyan Harasha. There's another Shita we could be Mochich that holds that it wasn't Harasha. It'd be Kiva. Gemara and Shabbos that's like Vavim basis. Mekoshes Hanus Lofchon. Kosh Hanus Lofchon. Yehuda Beseira says he's wrong. Torah Mechata Tamagalu. But Rekiva holds there that Mekoshes was Lofchon. Tosfos of a Basra that Kofi Tesla base brings a Medrash that Mekoshes L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. He had good intentions L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. In Das Rebbe Kiva, the Mekoshes Hanus Lofchon L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. He brings a Medrash that at the Meragim the Kli Yisrael thought they weren't Chayav Mitzvos anymore. So he's Mechal Shabbos. So they're still Chayav Mitzvos. Similarly, the Maharsha brings a similar pshat that he wanted to show them. It brings from the Targum, Yonasan, that they didn't know what Chayav Misa was for. He wanted to show them that there's Chayav Skila for being Mechal Shabbos. The point was he had the Shem Shemayim to be Mochiach that either that there's still Chayav Mitzvos or that there's Chayav Skila. So the Shem Shemayim is Chavin. The Shem Shemayim is Chavin does not stim with Hora Shah Haisa. Hora Shah Haisa means he did it there and they had to decide at the last second that he is Chayav Misa. The Shem Shemayim is Chavin means he knew ahead of time that he was going to get killed. Either to show them that they're going to be Chayav Skila, to show them still Chayav Mitzvot. If he knew ahead of time that they're going to be killed, that's not Hora Shah. He knew L'chad Chil, he was going to get killed. Hora Shah means they decided last second to kill him. So Rabbi Kiva holds the same Shemayim as Chavin. Muchach Rabbi Kiva holds, then it was not Hora Shah Haisar. What does the Rachashman do with this? Now that we're Muchach, Rabbi Kiva holds that Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim as Chavin, not Hora Shah. So now, so we don't have the Mizrahi's Teretz of Hora Shah anymore. So what's going to happen? So Zok, the Rachadosh, that the Suya in Psachim, the Sugya in Psachim that says does the Havmina before Lo Savaru that even for one Malacha for four Malachas you would be Chayav for being over one, four, five, six, you'd be Chayav one Tachas. That Sugya there is in Rebbe Kiva. The Gemara says I'm a Ravash Mamina Rebbe Kiva Tlos. There's three things that you see from Rebbe Kiva. Sugya there is going in Rebbe Kiva. One of the things that we see from Rebbe Kiva is Rebbe Kiva holds L'chalik Yotzos, and on that L'chalik Yotzos Zok Rashi for being over four or five you still be Chayav one. So Rashi there had to say this pshat. We said that pshat of being of even if you're over four or five, you're still chayav achatas. That pshat taka stims with the mekoshesh. Mizrahi only asked his kasha of you see from the mekoshesh that you're not chayav until you do all 39. You see, mekoshesh not that way. That's only shver and Rashi and Vamos. Rashi and Psachim that the mekoshesh was chayav afilu from malacha achas. It stims. So Rashi and Psachim that couldn't say the teretz of Hora Shah Haisa. So Rashi couldn't say the pshat that you're not chayv that ain't no chayv ad shechal kol lam and tes melachos, because the only teretz for that would be l'chori. I see from question, not the way you have to say harasha, but Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso that holds that it wasn't harasha. There was a sheish minus chavin, and the sugim psachim is going under Rabbi Akiva. So that's why Rashi and psachim said the havmina of losav before losavaru was in the chalami for one that'd be chayev, even for being over one malach be chayev. Taka neshtims with the mekoshes that you see taka was chayev. It's just the havmina before losavaru was even for four or five that'd be chayev. Only one. K'mashman losavaru that I'm chayev a chatos even four chatos for four. For various malachas, yes.
What do you do? Then what do you do with Rashi and Yevamos?
So Rashi and Yevamos, that's not going to be kiva. We'll say the teretz of Harasha. I saw because Sugi and Yevamos is not going to be kiva. Sugi and Yevamos is going to be Shmuel. We'll say Shmuel holds the Harasha. I saw the teretz of Mizrachi sticks. But that's miyashu v'stira from Rashi and Pesachim. Rashi and Yevamos. Rashi and Yevamos is the ikur. Rashi changed his pshat in Pesachim because the teretz of Harasha won't work since the Sugi is going to be kiva. So Rashi had to make have me the shtim with the mekoshesh. So that's why he said that if there was a hamid, you'd be chayv a filo achas, that you would be chayv achas even before you do all lametes melachos. That's what the Or Chodesh says in Pesachim. Lefi zeh, lefi this pilpul wants also to miyashiv a kushe chamura. So again, Makos Chav Alchon Beis says yesh chiluk melachos l'shabbos ve'ein chiluk melachos l'yantav. Yesh chiluk melachos l'shabbos means what we know, that within the one halama you're chayiv on each melacha separately. Each melacha is b'fnei atzma. Yeah. Ein chiluk melachos b'yantav. There's no halamas by yantav. It's machos. If there's hasra achas, you're overcoming melachos. You only get the loka achas. There's no chiluk hasros as far as yantav is concerned. Ein chiluk melachos b'yantav. So as bother. Losh the Gemara. So it's my focus on Gemara. Rabba, by who passed the Rabba. Yesh chiluk melachos l'shabbos. Ein chiluk melachos b'yantav. The hashva of the Gemara that we don't say yesh chiluk melachos b'yantav is mashma that whoever the havamina was by Shabbos, that's what the loch is by yantav. Yesh chiluk melachos b'shabbos. Ein chiluk melachos b'yantav. What you would have, if not for lo suvaru, if not for in the chiluk melachos by Shabbos, what would have been by Shabbos, that's what is by yantav. Ein chiluk melachos b'yantav. So Bishlam, Malfi Rashi and Psachim, that for Malacha Achas, I'm Chayav Achas. For Arba Chamesh Malachas, I'm Chayav Achas. Who would then be Yontav? For Hasra Achas, I'm over one Malacha, I'm Chayav Achas. For four or five Malachas, I'm over four or five Malachas, but Hasra Achas, I'm Chayav Achas. Rashi and Yevamos, before L'chalik Yatsos, Eno Chayav Ache Chalos Kulam, by Yontav, until you do all 39 malachos, halacha lemaisa, I'm not going to be chayev by yantav. Again, what's pshat? If we would have said ain chiluk malachos b'shabbos, what does that mean? Stephen Rashi and Vamos Rashi talking what that means. And does it mean I'm not chayev until I do all 39, or I'm chayev for one, I'm chayev for four or five, but one time? So by yantav, Rashi and Pesachim makes sense that within one hasra, I do one malacha, I do four or five malachos. Ben kach, I get malchus one time. Rashi and Vamos ain chayev by shechalos kulon. That should be lamaskana by yantav. That actually ain chayev by yantav by shechalos kulon. The chitim machanami. Ayin shas, lokin, that for each malacha, vashel gid b'yantav, loke chomish, loke for habar, loke for bishel, each malacha yachayim. I was very bad about that. I saw the klichem that asked the kasha. It's the only one I found that asked the klichem that asked the kasha. So I want to say yishu. You ready? Good. You ready? Awesome. Rabbi Akiva. Okay. What's pshat? Yesh chiluk melachos b'shabbos in chiluk melachos yantav. Mefarish there in Makos says two pshatim. Mekivi eger drush lechidush drush zayin beitza says like this. Says you can't lo yalfin on yantav from Shabbos because Shabbos is more chomer. The concept of chiluk melachos by Shabbos only exists by Shabbos because it's more chomer. Why? Shabbos has chatos. Shabbos is chiyat chatos. Yantav is only malchus. So for Shabbos hachomer, which has chatos, on there I could say yesh chiluk melachos that within one halomer for each melacha I'm chayiv lifnei asm, I'm chayiv many times. But I can't learn from Shabbos to Yantav. Yantav, which is kiel, which is only malchus. There I'm still only chayav once. Tach Amar Mekiv Eger. That's the pshat in why Yesh Chilek Malchus Shabbos and Chilek Malchus Yachid. Zolta Mekiv Eger Kacha. Makos, Daf Yigimel, Machloka, and other places also. Machloka should be Shmol Mekiva. Mekiva holds Lav Hanitan Leos Horus Misas Bezdin Ein Lokin Alar. If there's a Lav which you should get Misas Bezdin on, like Malchus or Shabbos, you get killed, but the Hasro was only for a Lav and not for Misa, Ein Lokin Alar. That Hasro for the Lav does not allow for Malchus.
Can you say the same thing about Yontif?
Wait. Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Hanitan Leos Horus Misas Bezdin. Lokin alav. You try to give Hasra by Shabbos for Misa, which should be for Misa, and you try to give it for Malkus, it works. You talk to get Malkus if you only gave Hasra for the lav of Shabbos and not for the Misa of Shabbos. Zolta Bekiva Eger, the cheshbon of you can't win out Yontif from Shabbos only makes sense in your Bekiva. Because your Bekiva holds Shabbos as Indian of Misa, and there's no lav by Shabbos, and Yontif is lav. But Rabbi Shmuel that holds that the Indian of lav exists by Shabbos, because not only is there a chat, there's also a lav, because Rabbi Shmuel holds lav, anitam, lazaris, misas, bez, and lokin, lav. So Shapir, yachol, lemeilov, yontif from Shabbos, lav, and me, lav, and yafina, lav, and me, chatas, lo, yafina. Zod, bekiv, eger, the whole sugi of ein chaluk, malachos, beyontif, only is in your bekiva of lav, anitam, lazaris, misas, bez, and ein lokin, lav, because you can't learn out Shabbos, you can't learn out yontif from Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, that holds lav, anitam, lazaris, misas, bez, and lokin, lav, so lav exists by Shabbos, so you could learn out yontif from Shabbos, so taka yesh chiluk malachos beyontif. Yesh chiluk malachos for Rabbi Shmuel. It's not so far-fetched. The Baya Taka holds that way. But he's one thing, even Rabba, that holds Ein Chilek Malachos B'Yantuf, that's only B'dasa B'Yakiva. But B'dasa B'Yishmola, Kula Yalma, Yeish Chilek Malachos B'Shabbos. Hallo Dover. The Gemara in Yevamos. Daf Vav Amubeis, where Rashi says, Eino Chai, the Tahavina, before Lo Zavaru came along, that by Shabbos, that wouldn't be Chai until I do all Am and Tess Malachos, who's the Sukkah going? And the Sukkah is going in Yerubi Shmuel. So we asked before. So if Ein Chilek Malachos B'Yantuf, so then I would think, so then the halacha would be whatever the havamin is by Shabbos, and in the chayv achechal kulon, how could it be by yontov? You know your chayv in each one. Teretz is, who cares what the havamin was by Shabbos before Lo Zavaru came along to say yesh chiluk? And the chalami the havamin was in the chayv achechal kulon, and that's taka a havamin as well as far as yontov is concerned, because by yontov and the chalami, if there would be no chiluk malachos, you wouldn't be chayv until you do all 39. But taka the halacha is yesh chiluk malachos for yontov, because the sugya is there's Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds yesh chiluk malachos yontov. So in the chalami, before you learn out yontov from Shabbos, you taka the havamin. Ein chayv achechal kulon. But zok Rabbi Shmuel, halachas of Yontif and Shabbos are the same. Yesh chiluk malachos. We learn out lavin from lavin. So lemaskana taka for each malacha that you're over, the same way that by Shabbos each is malacha b'fnei atma, that you're chayv for each malacha b'fnei atma. So too by Yontif. B'hasra achas you're over arba v'chamish malachos taka. With arba v'chamish malachos if you're bishmol because yesh chiluk malachos liyontif. Rashiim sochem sugi there's your bekiva or be akiva. Mekiva is the one Lashitoso that holds lav anitam lazaris misas bezin ein lokin alav, and in him is the whole sugi of yesh chiluk malachos l'shabbos v'ein chiluk malachos b'yontif. So in him, so whatever the havmina was by Shabbos is what we talk a hold by yontif. So there zokt Rashi the havmina by Shabbos was even for doing one malacha yachayev one time, for doing four or five malachas yachayev one time. That's taka lo maskana by yontif as well. That by yontif for asra achas. You do one malacha, you get malchus achas. You do four or five malachas, you get malchus achas. There, Rashi Quinn, say like Rashi Yevamos, like the havmin of Enochai Vachachal's Kulon, because that's taka the maskana as far as Yontif is concerned. And that's B'das Rabbi Kiva. But that's Rabbi Yishmol, taka holds Yesh Chalot Malachas B'Yontif, the same way we hold Yesh Chalot Malachas B'Shabbos, we don't care what the havmin was. It could have been the Enochai Vachachal's Kulon, but the maskana we taka say Yesh Chalot Malachas B'Yontif, the same way we say Yesh Chalot Malachas B'Shabbos. Again? You're good. Afterwards.
Okay.
Got it?
I'll need help later.
Yeah, please. All's all right? You had a whole suffer also. Rashi Sanhedrin. Rashi, in Parshas Vayakel, Shabbos, Tivui of Shabbos comes before Melechas HaMishkan. In Parshas Kisisa, Shabbos comes after Melechas HaMishkan. What's the Shinoi? That Melechas HaMishkan was Makdim Shabbos and Truma Tetzaveh Kisisa. Now you get to Vayakel, you have Shabbos before Mishkan. Meshech Chochmah and Beis HaLevi say Pshatim, and what the Shinoi of the Seder was. Beis HaLevi gives a Mashal. Beis HaLevi says that if you give an Av is marrying off his son and he wants to give Matanos, so if he's a Ben Ahuv, so first you give the huge presents which aren't so necessary. You give, you know, the golden watch and a car. Okay. And then afterwards you give the towels and the sheets and whatever. Mash Enkin, if you have to give a present to a Ben Mitzal Hechrech, so you say, I'll give you what you need. First you take your towels and then take your sheets, and oh, afterwards I have to give you these nice things also? Okay, I'll give you these things. Beis HaLevi says Shabbos and Mishkan are choluk in their representation of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is necessary. Klal Yisrael can't exist without Shabbos. Mikdash, it's Tosefes Kedusha, Tosefes Shechina, but we live without the Mikdash Megos. So before the ego, before Chet the ego, that Klal Yisrael were Ahuvim to Kosh Baruch Hu. So first, the tzivah was in Melechas HaMishkan, which was the matana Shlomi Tzala Hechrech, wasn't necessary. So here's your new car, here's the Mishkan. Afterwards, okay, take your sheets and towels, take Shabbos. After the terrible muscle that way, but I'm even yelled. After the Chet Ego, so we were in all of the Chayim Makom, so first, here's Shabbos, and then after, I have to give the Mishkan, I give you the Mishkan. That's how basically it explains the Shino in the Seder of Mishkan and Shabbos. Meshech Chochma says a different pshat, tremendous chidushim. I don't know if I can do justice to how he explains it, but Halacha is, Rashi brings it both in Kisisa and here, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. So, what's pshat though that Avoda and Korbanos is Docha Shabbos? It explains like this. That Mishkan is Makom HaShechina. Mishkan is Mitzuyah Shah. Shabbos is Enos L'Boi Olam. Kosh Baruch Hu created the world. Ephes, they made it from Ephes. That's what Shabbos represents. So, the Avoda is Ashkachas Hashem, and it's Mekayim B'chol Eis. So, Avoda is Docha Shabbos, because even with when you're Mechal Shabbos, without Shabbos and the Eidus that Kosh Baruch Hu made the world, you still have Balav Hachi representation of the Shechina, Aide the Avoda, which also represents Makom HaShechina. But that's why Avoda is Docha. But the Binyan of Mishkan is not Docha, because before the Mishkan is built, there's no Shechina there. So whenever there's no Shechina, you can't be Docha Shabbos, because it's only Nitan Litchos in Mokum where there already is a Shechina there, because then you get the Matara or Shabbos Ayde the Avoda. But before the Mishkan's there, you don't have the Shechina. So Binyan of Mishkan is not Docha. So that's all after Maisa Ego. All after Cheta Ego. So that's why the Torah was Makdim Shabbos to Mishkan, to say Shabbos is not, that Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Shabbos comes first. But Kulama Ego, Mishkan came before Shabbos. Because the Shechina was Shore without the Ensos of the Mishkan. The Shechina was already Shore. The Shechina was everywhere. The Mishkan was, and I'm sorry, it was a Makom Yuchad for the Shechina, but really the Shechina was everywhere. So the Shechina was everywhere. It wasn't that just I did the Mishkan, they can get to the Shechina. So the Mishkan became like one of the clay have, like one of the clay of Mishkan, became like a prat of the Avoda, not like clay of the Mishkan, became one of the prat of the Avoda. Before Chet HaEgel, where you already had the Shechina, the Mishkan is viewed as one of the prat of the Avoda. So even Binyan HaMishkan would be Docha Shabbos Kodom Chet HaEgel, because they already had Shechina. And the halacha changed. Aidei Chet HaEgel, where they didn't have the Shechina Be'olam, then so Binyan Mishkan would not be Docha Shabbos because the Shechina is lacking altogether. So Mishkan's not Docha. The klal is without Shabbos. If I could. if I was out Shabbos, if I could get this any of Ashkachas Hashem, so then it's Docha. So I have Avodah, that's Docha. Mishkan before Chayta Ego was like Avodah after Ego, because it turned into one of the Avodahs. So Mimela would be Docha Shabbos, because you already had the Shechina Balav Hachi. So things change. He brings Rashi. Rashi Kisisa says that Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos, already before Chayta Ego. Already. That's not like this Pshat. Also, this whole Mahalach is Shittas Ramban. Anyways, I mean, he's asking himself from Rashi. But it's only Shittas Ramban that Mishkan existed before Chayta Ego. Rashi held Emuk to Mukher B'Torah. That's what he says. One last Pshat. The Gabi, the Chilik of the Chilik of the Noshim in the Mishkan, you have Pasuk Chav Beis and Pasuk Chav Hei. Vayavohu ha-Noshim al-ha-Noshim kol divleiv heviyu chaf v'nezim v'tabas. The Noshim came with the Noshim to be menadeh for the Mishkan. Pasuk Chav Hei, they were involved in, also they were involved in the Etzem Binyan. Kol isha chaf masleiv biyadeh atavu. They did tefiyah biyadayim. There's a chiddush lahalacha from this. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yabez and Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says like this: Ain bonin hamikdash belayla. As far as Beis Hamikdash is concerned, ain bonin belayla. Shenimur v'yom hekim is a mishkan. Zot the Rambam same halacha. Ve'akol chayavin livnos v'lizol be'atmam v'amonam. Each person, anoshim v'noshim, they need to help out both with themselves and with the money. They need to help out in the mikdash, even noshim rachayev kimikdash midbar, like you find in the mishkan. Zot the Kesef Mishnah, the Makor is from these psukim. The noshim also rachayev from these psukim. So the same way the Noshim were menadev by the Mishkan, so to the Chayev in the Mikdash. Now, that which the Rambam writes, that the Chayev also in the Mikdash, that's because the Rambam is always mashve Mikdash le Mishkan. I mean, it's tomorrow, but the Rambam is mashve Mikdash le Mishkan. So same way they're Chayev in the Mishkan, they're also Chayev in the Mikdash. Halacha Aleph also, when the Rambam brings this mitzvah Aseh, Livnos based on Mikdash, what pasuk does he quote? The Osuli Mikdash. That was by Mishkan. So Zot the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam, so the Mishkan and Mikdash are the same, Agabe, that. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Smag brings that the Aseh for Binyan based on Mikdash is not from Vasuli Mikdash. The Smag brings the pasuk of Vayah, Mokum, Asher, Yiv, Harshem, Okechon, Kechon, Lashakin, Shakin, Shem, Osham. Kesef Mishnah says, why did the Smag want to say like the Rambam? Because the also the Mikdash is after the Mishkan. The Rambam extended it to Mikdash as well. The Rambam held no. This pasuk is kol hakol. It says Dekanami. Doesn't say also the Mishkan. We also leave Mikdash. So it's called Akol. Ram holds Mikdash and Mishkan the same, and you see the same thing here. In the same way the Noshim gave by the Mishkan, they also are Chayiv in the Mikdash. Now, there's a Shaila all the Achronim ask. Not all the Achronim. A Shaila that's Mechaz Chiluch and others ask. Noshim are Chayivos and Binyan. The same halacha, the Rambam said, Bonim Biyom Velo Belayla. It's a Mitzvah that says, Man Grama, why are Noshim Chayivos? Rabu HaTeirutzim. But the different Malkiel says Teret, which I think is apropos for what we're discussing now about the Noshim's tale in the Mishkan. Different Malkiel says it's Gzeiros HaKasav of the Chayiv. We're Mashvim Mikdash. We just talked many times that we're Mashvim. Rambam is Mashvim Mikdash in the Mishkan. So since they brought in the Mishkan, true, we don't see Loshim Chiyuv. But since we don't see a Loshon Chiyuv as far as Mishkan is concerned, but since they brought in the Mishkan, you don't see a Loshon Tzivoyed by Noshim, Kol Nidivleiv. But since they brought, the Mela, they're Chayev in the Mikdash as well. So it's like Xeris HaKasa, that's Loshon Rambam. Hakol Chayev and Livnos, Kim Mikdash HaMidbar. You're Chayev in Mikdash like they were Chayev in Mikdash HaMidbar. It's not just, Rambam's not stop telling you a story. They're Chayev in Mikdash like they were in the Mikdash HaMidbar that they also brought. Like they were Chayiv in Mikdash HaMidbar, we don't see their Chayiv. We saw that they brought. I mean, these Teretz needs work. We don't see their Chayiv, but they brought. So the same way they brought Mikdash HaMidbar, so too, since we're Mashma Mikdash LeMishkan, their Chayiv also Mikdash. So Mela comes after that from these Pesukim. It would be a Gzeiros HaKasav that Noshim are Chayavos off Mikdash to help both with their Guf and with their Mamos. One last Pshetel. says Kol Isha Chokhmah Slave B'Yadea Tovu Hasim Sofer Shlomo Kluger Party Zilstev. They all bring the Zakasha Mashakonsi Isha Konsa Baila. How is any Isha ever able to be Menan Kol Nadiv Lev? How are they able to be Menan? They don't have anything. Mashakonsi Isha Konsa Baila Ksuvis Maasi Yadayim Tachas Mazonos or Mazonos Tachas Maasi Yadayim. So an Isha has the Yecholos to say any Mazonos V'ini Osa. I don't want Mazonos, I'm keeping the Maasi Yadayim to myself. Zuck there. They were in the midbar. They had mon. The Isha didn't need the Mazonos from the Bailo. You have to know. I don't know if the Isha went out to get it called Kulabas Melech Panima. I don't know if she went out. But assuming that they had the mon, so she had her own. So Melech, she was able to say any Mazonos V'ini Osa. So she had her own Maasi Yadayim. So that's Pshat the Pasuk, they say. Kol Isha Chachma Slave. What was their Chachma? Their bother. Masha Kon Si Isha Kon Sabayla. Oh, but we get, but I get the Mon. So Ein Zonos V'ni Osa. So my Si Adayim. I still, Masha Kon Si Isha Kon Sabayla, I don't have anything myself. But how could I have something myself? Ayedei my Si Adayim. Biyadeh HaTovu. Ayedei my Si Adayim. Biyadeh. That's the only way that could be Menadev. So that's why Dao could be Biyadeh HaTovu. Kein Zeh. The Chanukah story says a similar Pshat. Mark Suvis. Moser my Si Adayim. Is liatma. They keep moser maasi yadayim. So this chokma, which Rashi says that they were tove me'al ha'izim, they skipped the process of ziza. He says that's also that's for whatever reason that's moser maasi yadayim, and that's why it's liatma. Be'ad kol isha chokma slave. Same pshat. Mashkon to isha kon tzibayla. They don't have anything. Be'ad del tovu to make it moser maasi yadayim. That's how they're zocha to have it on their own, and that's why they're able to be mesnadev. That was their chokma.